Chicago's Afternoon News, 720 WGN. Mayor Lightfoot is expected to join us sometime within the next 30 minutes. But every Wednesday at this time, we check in with Will Perdue to talk hoops. I'm sure maybe the mayor is watching the NBA playoffs as well. But it's back in action tonight. And Will, are you leaning toward Golden State?
Lisa, at the moment, I am. Because the one thing that I felt like Golden State did was they played determined not to lose. They were aggressive from the get-go. And the biggest thing was towards the end of that game. Go back to game one. They had a double-digit lead. Then they played not to lose. Okay, let me clarify. Game two, I said they played determined not to lose, meaning they were aggressive. They wanted to extend that score. When it was 20, they wanted to get it to 24. They wanted it to get 26. And I know a lot of this hangs on the balances of how Steph plays, but you got to feel like that Clay's something's going to start clicking. A perfect example, all right? I'm currently down in Louisville. I got a member guest golf tournament. I'm not hitting the ball worth a darn, but I know that if I just keep on it, sometime during this tournament over Thursday, Friday, Saturday, it'll click, and all of a sudden I'll start playing really well. But I got to stay positive to hopefully feel like it'll click in on Thursday instead of Saturday, and then all of a sudden on Saturday I'm playing in a championship and we won our flight. And everybody that plays golf knows exactly what I'm talking about, but I kind of feel like that's where Golden State is at this moment offensively.
Well, our conversation with Will is always sponsored by Calamos Investments, and he's talking on your level, isn't he, Kevin?
Yeah, he is. First of all, good luck in the golf tournament. You mentioned Steph Curry. For whatever reason, we all know why, but Michael Jordan's name is constantly brought up in the national basketball conversation, whether it's the Jordan versus LeBron thing. I even saw Jordan versus Curry conversation earlier this week, whatever exactly it was. But I will say the way Steph Curry has changed the game of basketball, particularly at the NBA level, where guys are taking threes, and we've seen it now for a few years, Will, threes where we didn't see regular attempts made in the NBA. I mean, the way he has changed the game and the geometry of the game and what a three-point shot has become in the NBA, it's incredible what he's done to this league in the way teams play the game.
No, there's no doubt about it. I mean, it depends on how you look at it. Because when people make the statement that Steph's ruined the game, most of the time it's older players or older people. Because when you go to AAU games, you go to high school games, you go to elementary games, what are they doing? They're doing the Steph Curry workout, they're shooting threes, they're jacking shots up from half court. That's how he's changed the game. Watch the work that Steph puts in prior to the game. He just doesn't go out there and shoot 200 threes. He shoots the teardrop, the running one-hander, but he also spends a significant amount of time on ball handling. Now, if you want to say there's an area where he lacks, you could say it was on the defensive end, the ability to lock a guy down, to contain a guy.
Boston pulls off the upset if they do what? I think if Jason Tatum plays out of his mind and plays as an elite player, they've got a shot and continue to play defense. But if they do want to pull off this upset, what needs to happen over the next week or so?
Well, it's not just Tatum. I mean, it's also Jaylen Brown has to play better. Smart has to play better. You know, it's all about, you know, who can play, or let me rephrase that, who can not play their A game and win? And if both teams don't play their A game at the same time, who's going to win? Golden State. If both teams play their A game, who's going to win? In my opinion, Golden State. So that means that the Boston has to play their A game, but then use their defense to prevent Golden State from playing their A game, and then that's how they win. Because the one thing you can do is you can have a good offensive game, but if you don't play well defensively, then Golden State will beat you 135 to 130.
Will Perdue, you and Steve Kerr were both on the receiving end of a punch from Michael Jordan. What would happen if Steph Curry landed a punch on one of his teammates' faces?
Well, you know, it's interesting you bring that up because I know Draymond had some quotes this week about, you know, all the older guys talk about how much more physical the game was. We weren't talking about stepping up and fighting people. We were just talking about the physicality of the game and what it was like in the paint and what defenders were allowed to do to their man as far as grabbing them with their hands like you grab a jar or using their forearm to direct the offensive guy. So I understand, you know, what Draymond's talking about, but You know, I think if Steph got mad enough to where he actually reached up and punched a player, I think his team would be quite happy because that means he's in the right mindset. He's pissed off, he's fired up, and he's ready to play.
Were you shocked that LeBron James said he would want to play with Draymond Green?
Absolutely not. Draymond Green is the guy that the 29 teams hate and one team loves, the team that he's on, because of what he's willing to do in order to win a game. You heard Jaylen Brown talk about it, you know. That's just Draymond being Draymond, you know. He tries to get in your head. He's an agitator. You're exactly right. It worked.
Thanks for jumping on and joining us on Chicago's Afternoon News. Have a good golf match.
Well, I appreciate it. Good luck with your interview with the mayor. Hopefully things go well, and, you know, we'll test out your interviewing skills. Back her into a corner.
You got it. Have a great day.
All right, Lisa. Thank you.
Hoops Talk with Will Perdue, brought to you by Calamos Investments. And, yeah, we are awaiting a call from Mayor Lori Lightfoot. That is on the way on 720 WGN. But first, a check on weather and traffic with Mary Vandeveld.